You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast on the radio and try and help you out like we are doing for Morgan, not her real name. But this is what Morgan said. I know this isn't your typical DM Dilemma, but I really need some help. I'm super pregnant and hormonal, and it seems like every time someone shares a pregnancy story, it's horrible. It has to do with how much pain they were in or how scary it was. I know it's going to be painful and scary, but I need some comforting thoughts. Maybe you could ask your listeners to give me a happy pregnancy story. Morgan, first off, congratulations. Second of all, I never thought of that. But yeah, anytime you talk about pregnancy, it's like, oh, let me tell you what happened to me. And it turns into a competition of who had it worse. I was racking my brain trying to think of a happy pregnancy story. And as far as labor, well, it's called labor for a reason. But I will tell you this, Morgan. Once the baby is here, if you had morning sickness, if you are in labor for 18 hours, it will all be worth it. I remember when I was pregnant and people told me, oh, you're never going to know a love like this. And I was like, okay, of course I'm going to love my kid. No. Once you have your child, that is next level love. Like, you couldn't even imagine it. So no matter what the bad stories are that people are telling you, just know there is a pot of gold at the end of your rainbow. I don't know if I was much help, but do you have a good pregnancy story that you want to share with Morgan? Do they actually exist? Give me a call at 888-431-3764, or you can text me. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. For today's DM Dilemma, we have a poor hormonal mama-to-be, and during her pregnancy, she said her friends and family have only told her horror stories about having a baby. So she's reached out asking, does anybody have a good story? 951 text in says, yes, my first pregnancy was so smooth. Everything was perfect. I barely had any negative symptoms. Delivery was smooth. So I decided to have another. My second was completely opposite. Okay. Well, thank you for half of a good story. 909 says, just know that 100% of the time, it is all worth it. This comes from someone that was scared most of my pregnancy. And quite a few people weighing in about the pain of labor saying, girl, if you need it, get the drugs. I'll tell you this, and this was probably one of the sweetest things that happened during my pregnancy with Carter. I got an epidural because I don't do pain. And when the anesthesiologist was giving me the epidural, which is the shot in your back, he was rubbing my back and I was crying because I was scared. And he goes, honey, you are about to perform a miracle. Just know you are a miracle. And there was something about those words that was just so soothing to me. Erin and Corona, do you have a good pregnancy story?
Well, it's kind of funny. I'm a dental hygienist and my water broke while I was cleaning somebody's teeth.
Okay, so how did that go? Were you like, excuse me, I'll be back. Someone else is going to finish flossing?
Well, that's funny because I was actually flossing, which means I was done with the cleaning. So I just dismissed her and went off to the hospital.
You finished her cleaning and then went and had a baby?
Yes.
And as far as the labor, how did everything go?
It went quite well. She came out in 22 minutes.
Oh, wow. What, did you have another dental appointment?
Right. I had to get back to work. Couldn't mess around.
The comments are fire about Taylor and Travis's engagement. Rather than being happy for love, trolls online station themselves behind a keyboard to slam the powerhouse proposal. So I channeled my inner Taylor to respond to the haters. These are real comments that were left on the story about the engagement. Let me get into character how I think they would say their comments. She can do so much better. We're so tall and handsome as hell. I bet she bought her own ring. You know that I bought it. He doesn't even love her. I love you, and that's all I really know.
I thought the both of them were dead.
Honey, I
rose up from the
dead. I do it all the time. I give it 5 months tops. I'm dying to see
how this one ends. Great. The Chiefs will never win another Super Bowl again now.
How much do you think they'll sell their wedding rights for?
We got bills to pay.
Oh my gosh, I bet you she's knocked up.
Mom has, baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your faces.
No one cares.
All you are is mean.
So in the end, to all the haters,
you need to calm down.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Susanna and Rialto, how do you think you're going to do?
I'm giving my best shot.
Perfect. I love your confidence. Here's your real headline. A hot dog got arrested for TPing her neighbor's car.
Probably on drugs.
I could see where you think that if you opt for a hot dog costume instead of clothes, but Florida is wild, and this was drunk. This woman got a head start on Halloween while day drinking and decided to handle some beef with her neighbor. Marsha felt that her neighbor was parked too close to her yard, so she put on her best hot dog costume and went outside to toilet paper her neighbor's car. The neighbor must not have been amused by the glizzy's gimmick, so she called the cops. The suited-up sausage received a fine, and when asked about her neighbor, she said, "She's the real weenie." Oh, Lord, help me. I think I have created a monster. Anthony is out sick again, so my husband, Art, father of two, is stepping in to do not the rad dad joke. These are bad dad jokes, and they just continue to get worse. And for some reason, he's getting way more into him. Go ahead, Art.
What do you call a pig that does karate? A pork chop. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead and cue the music.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
If you want to read this joke back and share it, you can check it out on K-Frog's Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
I have a problem.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I am addicted to my phone. I know that. But the other day, I just needed to get like a 15-minute nap. I was so run down, so tired. And I've been hearing about this hack of just put your phone on do not disturb. Anytime you need just that peace and quiet to kind of disconnect from everything. So I told the kids, mommy's going to take a 15-minute nap. I put my phone on do not disturb. It was the best 15 minutes of sleep ever. Because most of the time when I'm napping, my phone is right next to me. And whether it's the Ring camera going off or a work email or a text message, it is constantly vibrating. And I have that need inside of me of, oh my gosh, I have to check it. With it not vibrating or doing any notifications, I slept like it was back in the late 90s before I had a cell phone. Now, when I woke up, I did have 25 text messages, probably 2 dozen emails, and a bunch of stuff to address. But for 15 minutes, life was so great. The case of baby Emmanuel Haro has captivated everybody. Something that started off local and now making national headlines. The latest as of yesterday, both parents, Jake and Rebecca, have been charged with murder of their 7-month-old baby. So many questions to this case, but one that everybody's trying to figure out is, where is baby Emmanuel? Over the weekend, you might have saw there was a search going on off the 60 freeway in Moreno Valley. If you saw pictures or video from that scene, chances are they came from Brandy Carlos. You might even follow her on Instagram. She goes by Fire Photo Girl. She's joining me this morning. Brandy, your pictures tell a story, but I'm hoping you can give a little more context to some of those stories because you're actually there witnessing it. Like over the weekend, you were there when investigators brought Jake Haro to that site off the 60 freeway in Moreno Valley in hopes of possibly finding baby Emmanuel. How did you get tipped off about that?
When I saw the sheriff's vehicle in one unmarked car on the side of the road that day, I was running an errand. So honestly, I just came across it by luck. I kind of put two and two together. So I circled back, and about 20 minutes later, that's when the whole search team showed up. They had horses, dogs. They didn't end up using the horses. The horses ended up leaving, but I would say maybe 30, 45 minutes into everybody kind of collecting on the side of the freeway, getting prepared for this search, Jake gets out of the car. They walked him down like this little road, and he was pointing, and I wasn't close enough to obviously hear what was going on because I kind of try to stay out of the way when I'm filming, but I could see him pointing and talking, and you know, for about 15, 20 minutes, it looked like he was describing maybe evidence, maybe possibly the baby.
Now, they didn't find baby Emmanuel there, but while you were there witnessing them doing this search, did they take anything? Did you see anything picked up as far as like evidence?
I did see one specific area after they were searching for some time that I thought maybe something was located because you could tell there was 2 to 3 specific areas that they were focusing on, but I didn't physically see them pick anything up and kind of secure it as evidence.
And when you saw Jake finally get out of the car, what did he look like? Was he emotional?
No, he didn't look emotional at all. Actually, he kind of looked, I don't know if it was bad to say or not, but he kind of just looked normal. I mean, he wasn't crying. He didn't look stressed out. He just was casually, you know, standing there pointing, talking. There was a second time that they took him out of the car. I wasn't there for that, but I did see, you know, content on social media of him kind of walking back, and he looked a little different in that moment than when I saw him the first time. Maybe it's because he realized there was cameras on him, so his expression changed.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're super busy. You're out there getting all the content, footage, keeping everybody in the loop. If you want to follow along with Brandy, you can find her on Instagram, Fire Photo Girl. Thank you so much for kind of taking us on the scene with you.
Thank you so much.
I've been gone for a little too long. I've been waiting on a drummer to kick off a comeback song. I've been waiting in the wings like a dog on a chain. I can feel this fire been up a little while, and when checked the wire, sure enough it's live.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.